Alice Muthoni recalls the night she was forced to flee her home in the Rift Valley of Western Kenya, leaving everything behind.
We were told that the attackers were on their way, coming to our place around 3 p.m. Right away, we took our children and ran away, praying so they did not reach us. We saw them coming from some distance, so we just ran away.
The mother of four now lives in a compound in Molo Town. Her children are staying in other locations, and she does not know the whereabouts of some family members. Muthoni is one of hundreds of thousands of Kenyans who fled their homes during the violence that swept across their country following the December 27th elections. The violence initially focused on the election results. Many accuse Mwai Kibaki and his Party of National Unity of rigging the elections in their favor, at the expense of the Orange Democratic Movement, led by Raila Odinga. But people caught up in the chaos say the violence is also ethnic-based, with certain groups burning and destroying the homes and businesses of other groups in tensions that date back to colonial times. The result is deserted farmlands, hunger, disease, family breakdown, and a widespread feeling of despair. This is starkly evident in places such as the Jamhuri Showground in the capital, Nairobi. Thousands of people have been living there in cowsheds and other buildings since the violence erupted. Among the worst affected are children and youths. Many are traumatized by the bloodshed they have witnessed and the abuse they have suffered. They are not able to return to school, largely because their classrooms are in shambles or their homes destroyed. 16-year-old Joyce Mora is in grade 10. She says her family is destitute.
Even our donkeys, cows that they could sell and get money to pay for me, they were stolen, all of them.
Thousands of people are returning to their ancestral villages. Sarah Peter has lived in the Rift Valley town of Nakuru in western Kenya for 20 years. She says she and her family face an uncertain future because they feel threatened there.
People have been destroyed their things.
Burning houses.
Burning houses. Some have been killed. Some has been thrown away.
Both national and international aid agencies have jumped in to deal with the crisis, with the Kenya Red Cross leading humanitarian efforts. Abbas Goulet is Secretary General of the Kenya Red Cross. He says his agency so far has been able to feed, clothe, and house the displaced, but a longer-term approach is needed.
We could look at 3 months to 6 months, where you're going to help people in this whole post-election recovery period, where it's about going back to their farms, looking for seeds and tools. It's about shelter and reconstruction, rehabilitation.
Aid workers, camp residents, and Kenyans in general are calling for an end to the violence. Many hope that, with a negotiated political settlement, the nation can then concentrate on healing and moving forward. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.